Simen Ches, Dvarim Hasur Mishe, Heyer Hayam Al Acher Shisbal, activities which are forbidden from daybreak until after you daven. Halacha Aleph, Mishallah Amud HaShachar, as soon as the day dawns, Shehu Or Hanoites Min HaShemesh B'Mizrach, which is when a ray of light shines from the sun in the east. Kevan She'oz Maskel Zman Tefillah, since Zman Tefillah has started, so that if you daven, then you are yotze b'diavad. Lachin also adam lahaskel b'malacha. It is forbidden for someone to begin work, or lisasik ba'asakov, or to indulge in his affairs, or lelech baderech kaidem shispalo, or start a trip, set forth on a trip before he davens. Shanemar, it says tzedek lefanov yahalech. Righteousness will precede him. And he will set his footsteps upon the way. Tzedek zu tefila. Tzedek, righteousness refers to davening. Shematzdik leboroi. We declare the righteousness of our Creator. And then afterwards we may set our footsteps on the road for our personal work or endeavors. Halacha beis v'asur loy lechol or lishtois. It's asur to eat or drink. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk loy seichlu al hadam. You shall not eat anything with blood. Loy seichlu kaidem shenespalo al dimchem. You cannot eat before you mispalo for your blood, or which means your life or your welfare. V'chol eichol eishoisa. Whoever eats or drinks v'achakach mispalo, and afterwards davens. Alav akasavimer. The pasuk says about him, V'oisi hishlachti achar gavecha, and he cast me behind your back. Al tikre gavecha, do not read at gavecha, your back, el geyecha, your pride. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, L'ach shenisko zeh, after he caters to, a person caters to his own pride, kibol av macho shemayim, then he's mekabel all macho shemayim. Vafil lishes coffee or tea or imsukar v'chalav, even drinking coffee or tea with sugar v'chalav, aser is aser. V'ish zakim v'chalosh, a old person or a weak person, sheni yachalam al nafsha, who cannot wait for his food, atzei sitzias atzibar in beis haknesses, until after davening when people leave the beis haknesses. B'prat b'shabosois v'yam tovim shema'arichem harbe, especially on shabosois and Yom Tovim, that davening takes longer. Yerser Tov Lahatuloi Lispal Shachas Bevesa Benachas. It's better for him to daven in his house slowly via Kadesh and make Kiddush. Yerchel Ezodover and eat something. Acher Kach Yerchel Vesa Knesses, and then go to the Vesa Knesses. Yechavim Libo Yom Atzibar Tfilo Shachas. You should listen to the Tfilos Tzibar by Shachars. V'yispalo achar kach imayim musaf, and daven with the Tzibar afterwards. Which means it's better for him to wake up early, daven b'yachidus in his house, make Kiddush, daven Shachars in his house, make Kiddush, eat something, go to shul the same time that everyone else goes to shul, and focus on davening, on the Tzibar davening Shachars, and then daven musaf with the Tzibar. And it's better than for him not to do this, but to drink coffee and with sugar, without being mekabel olmach shemayim first and then davening. Ach, letzarech refuah. But if someone needs it for refuah, mutar lechav lishes kadam tefillah. It's mutar for him to eat and drink before tefillah. She'aim b'zeh m'shem geiz, because this is not because of his ego. Similarly, one who is unable to concentrate properly during davening without eating or drinking, he can then eat or drink before tefillah. Halacha gimel, yesh oimrim, shafilim kam b'chatzos halayla asur lo litum kodem shiyispalo. Even if that you get up at night to say tikkun chatzos, you should not eat anything before you daven in the morning. And it's proper to be strict upon yourself. Ach, im chalashli, but if he's weak, he could eat or drink something to strengthen himself to learn Torah.